it's been a busy week for the European Masters and Donegal athletes involved from a number of clubs. The major stories that really centred around the whole thing was Pádraig McKinney. He earlier in the week he won the cross country. He's now in the over 60 age category, and I did anticipate that he would. That he would do well, and he actually did do well. And you know, he has a great record over the years in Masters Athletics and Senior Athletics, and he started his career many years ago now with Lifford Athletic Club, now teaching in Inishowen and Scrillies have gone in Buncrana and running with Inishowen, successfully running with Inishowen, and at Masters levels they have a really good team in one of the age groups. So yes, a good result for him earlier in the week, as I say, in that cross country, winning the cross country. And then, just in the last day or so, then he won the road title as well, over 10K. So a really, really rewarding week for the now the Inishowen man, that Pádraig McKinney. Obviously, then as well, you were chatting about Kay Byrne. She's had relative success over many occasions at European Masters level, and no exception this time. She was on board on two teams over the week. Cross country, first of all. They finished second to Sweden early on the week in the team. She was in that scoring team. She finished sixth. She was happy enough with her run. And the Thin Valley girl, who had an obviously, again, a long, long career, successful career in athletics since her early days, where she started with Thin Valley, is, would you believe, a 9-year-old. And she was on that team, obviously second to Sweden in the over in her age category. And then just the last day or two as well, same as Pádraig, she was in the 10K road race and second to Belgium on this occasion. So a really good return for her, a good week for her. And then the other story earlier in the week was another great performance for Katrina Devine, Finn Valley girl, who again has been successful in Masters Athletics at various European venues, indeed at World Masters Athletics level. So she got third in the 1500 metres. That was back last Sunday. Seems a long time ago now, but that was her week as well. So good. The three of them did extremely well. Pádraig, two goals is a great return for Pádraig McKinney, and he'll be really happy. That's his first venture into World Masters Athletics and at that level, so he'll be encouraged to go back again at another time and have a go again, no doubt. So that was the story there. And I suppose when I'm on the Masters thing, there will be trials for the Irish Masters Cross Country team tomorrow. There's a big event in Dublin, the Autumn Cross Country, they call it. And a lot of Donegal athletes going are really underage as well. Finn Valley very well represented in that. But it'll be interesting. It's the first real serious cross country on a national level, of the year. So we'll see how some of our senior athletes and indeed some of our juvenile athletes are shaping up, and that's at the sports campus in West Dublin there. So that's the story tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that and seeing how that goes. And big Donegal representation, and there's some interest in the form again. The form as we move forward. See, the big thing, as I mentioned last weekend, Kieran, was that the big cross country this side of Christmas is in Derry, which is a really big plus for us here in Donegal. The National Senior Cross Country Championships, first time ever in Derry, and right beside us. So we really, really, really do need to take advantage of the near venue and the proximity of the venue, and go there with strong determination to bring back medals. So this is why we're so interested in form, as people build towards that. And that'll be the litmus test for everybody. Because that'll be the result that people will look back at when the season's done and dusted.
Thank you very much, Patsy. Patsy, before I let you go, a huge event taking place on the 16th of November. It's the Finn Valley Remembrance 5 and 10K. Always a busy event, Patsy, and well supported.
It was a really good event last year, Kieran, and glad to get the opportunity to mention it. You know, it's 10 o'clock start on the 16th of November. November being the month, you know, generally regarded for remembering people and that are gone. And it's a special, special event. People can enter online on the on the Facebook page, Remembrance 10K. And there's always a charity. And there's a massive turnout last year from down your own part of the world in memory of a lady down there. And the 600 or 700 participated in total. So we're looking forward to a good event. But it's a special event. People, family, friends come out together, and they have a choice of walking, jogging, running. And it's either a choice of 5K or indeed 10K. And it's going through the woods in Drumbo. It's a nice route, really. And people are very, very welcome, and hopefully big numbers again and so on. So we'll see what happens. But you can enter on the day, but we really push for people to pre-enter, because there's always a rush at the last minute, particularly with the 10 a.m. start. So looking forward to that. 16th of November, not too long now. And so we'll look forward to that.